With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli leaders credit an international military coalition with thwarting Iran's direct attack overnight, calling the response a starting point for a strategic alliance of regional opposition to Tehran. White House signaled it hopes to build on the partnerships and urged Israel to think twice before striking Iran. Meanwhile, officials say President Biden told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Washington would not participate in any offensive action against Iran and that he's working to coordinate a global response.
The president is reaching out to fellow world leaders in the group of seven advanced democracies to coordinate a united diplomatic response to Iran's brazen attack. American forces helped defend Israel from incoming missiles and drones, but the White House has made clear it would not participate in any offensive action against Iran. National Security spokesman John Kirby told NBC the U.S. is not looking for escalation and doesn't seek a war with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, German Chancellor Scholz is in China for a three-day visit. Karen Chamas reports two items on the agenda are trade talks and the Ukraine war.
Scholz's first stop was the industrial hub of Chongqing, where he visited a Bosch hydrogen fuel cell plant alongside a flurry of local media. German companies such as BMW and Volkswagen are highly reliant on the Chinese market, but Beijing's support for Russia creates frictions with the West. The Chancellor's visit also comes as German companies argue that they face unfair market barriers in China.
Following a Monday visit to Shanghai, Scholz will fly to Beijing and meet with President Xi Jinping Tuesday. His visit will conclude Wednesday night. Colorado's Democrat-controlled House passed a bill that would ban the sale and transfer of semi-automatic firearms. It now moves to the state Senate. SRN News. There's a new poll out on fasting.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that a little more than one in five Americans fast for religious reasons on a regular basis. Muslims are the group most likely to go without eating as part of their faith. 80% say they do so during the month of Ramadan. 49% of Jewish Americans fast regularly, as do 40% of Catholics. The Pew study finds that about 16% of evangelical Christians fast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in Iowa asking the state Supreme Court to clear the way for a new pro-life law to go into effect. The measure, which bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy, was in effect for a few days last July before a district court put it on hold. State Supreme Court's expected to issue a decision by the end of its term in June, but that might not be the final word. The justices could decide to win the temporary pause without ruling on the law's constitutionality. SRN News. When it comes to the rat race, looks like the rats are winning.
New York lawmakers proposing rules to drive down the population of rats, considering rat birth control. Hey, we're not making this up. A city ordinance would establish a program for controlling the rat population by using birth control instead of lethal chemicals. A city council member says the contraceptives are more humane. No word yet on how the rats would be expected to remember to take that little pill every day. Jason Walker reporting.
Colorado's Democrat-controlled House passed a bill that would ban the sale and transfer of semi-automatic firearms, a major step for the legislation after roughly the same bill was swiftly killed by Democrats last year. The House passed the bill Sunday, now on its way to the state Senate. If it passes there, it could bring Colorado in line with 10 other states that have prohibitions on semi-automatic weapons. More details at SRNnews.com.